So this good day to you, huh? So very good to see you. And know that we have not left you all day long. We know that your energy is in a state of activation at this moment. Your energy is connecting to the ethers out there in the galaxies. Your energy is power-filled. We have beings here from many galaxies. Your guides are in your field. They are in your cells. They are not something that is separate from you. They are excited to talk with you, to communicate with you. So we implore you to practice going into the nothingness so you can indeed hear them. Going into the void so you can indeed be totally still and feel their essence. Then you can bring that forth in conscious communication using your mouth or your fingers or your art or your music. That is what you are doing. In that focus and that energy, trust. Trust that frequency for you. Trust that connection for you. Trust, 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 trust. For you see, if you say to yourself, "Oh, I'm just making this up," you are questioning the divine link, which has been installed within you or awakened within you. It was already there. Your ego may argue, tell it to be quiet, it's safe. And know the difference as to what that feels like, dearest beings of light. You see, you are the messengers of this age. We've been telling you for many years, this planet, this galaxy is shifting its dimensional frequency. And it is up to you, the volunteers, to help awaken yourself and all of the peoples of this planet, all of the energies of this focus, to teach, to heal, to bring the messages of Source, to bring the messages only of love, and to trust that those messages are pure and separate from your own personal belief system or ego. Trust, 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 trust. That information that you gather as you write, as you connect with your team, your council, your company, as it would be, is so power-filled that that energy will hold you through. You are a part of God acting in the personality of who you are. How many times does one need to hear that before they actually believe it? By you not believing it, you are questioning all that is. So if you are indeed a part of God, which you are, and if you have a difficult time with God or the word God, you can use goddess, or you can use the acronym Good Orderly Direction. If you question that, you are questioning you. If you question you and fail to trust you, why? You are the divine link. You are connecting your heart and your brain and the universe together in one lineage, in one straight line, which is not linear. When you raise your frequency, your density becomes less. When you let go of those things that no longer serve, your density becomes less, so therefore your frequency becomes raised and you match the frequency of your guides. That is what we have been talking about all day. That is a part of who you are. That is a part of your energy. That is a part of your divine vibration. With that energy, with that frequency, everything is possible. You've been told for many years what you can feel, what you can think, what you can imagine, you can achieve. It is true. And just in case you wondered, the bells are ringing to confirm that. You see, there are no accidents. Ever. Everything is about the power and the presence of who you are. Your timing is always perfect. If something draws your attention, ask, what are you to learn from that? If some animal draws your attention because it's doing something unusual, ask, what are you to learn from that? If you go into your Akash and you sense or see something, which is always in love, ask, what are you to learn from that? You are in that state of evolution. You are this planet evolving into the new dimensional realm of the intuition age. So therefore, the veils between mind and mind, people and people, are thinner than they ever have been. And there is no paradigm. There is no foundation for where you are now and where you are going. The world, this planet, this galaxy has never been where it is right now, here today. So what is it that you choose to create from that nothingness? What channeled energy, what link, what divine link do you choose to collect information from? trust it. Set your ego aside. Learn to dispel the difference. And trust it. Breathe into total surrender. What does that even feel like? Our dear vessel Marilyn did when we arrived. She surrendered so much she gets out of the way completely. Our dear friend Lee Carroll did. He surrendered so much he negotiated with that spirit that's coming in, that angelic being, the magnetic master. Who are you communicating with? At this moment, that may not be the important question. What is the important question is that you are communicating. And how? Go into the void. Go into the nothingness, where there is no form, where there is just you, without any density, and your field. Without any density, and magnetize your energy through for your own divine teachers are ready, willing, and able to be present with you. Your own personal angelic realm are in your field as those little dots in your energy. Trust them, dearest. Trust them. Through this evolutionary time, they may seem chaotic, and yet, this is the first time in the history of all planets that the humanity or the beings that are living on that planet are all focused on one element. That raises the frequency. It is your choice as to whether to focus on fear, which lowers the frequency, or focus on love, health, divine transformation, which raises the frequency. It just takes one drop in a pond to change the vibration of the entire pond. You are that drop. The ocean, as it rolls to and from, is never the same. In 1 second or the next, one particle of sand moves through continents. You are that particle with your vibration. All people on this planet are channels. All people on this planet are capable of being the divine link. That is why we ask you to go beyond your physical belief and your old thought that you are limited. And ask, what else is possible? And then breathe into the joy of what else is possible. Breathe into the connection of the newness of you. Breathe into the frequency of the nothingness to create all that you choose from the void. The greatest vibration, the highest frequency. By the way, we did love that discussion. Is love. Yet the highest in energy is enlightenment. Dearest beings of light, we implore you to stay and breathe into enlightenment, whatever it takes. Breathe. Breathe. Dearest beings of light, we are the Galactics. We ask for your help. We ask for your service to help the safety of you, to help the energy of you, to help the frequency of you. For you see, this planet is light. Our vibration, our galaxies are learning from you. We ask you for your help to help us open what has been closed in our species, our hearts, I feel, we feel your open heart. And we thank you for your help. So, You are the ones. You are the chosen beings. We have felt the galactics come in many times. Well, not many, but a few. We've never felt their open heart. You are teaching them, which means that this planet and this galaxy and all galaxies are shifting. Right here, right now. Our dear vessel Marilyn is empathic, as you can see. That is why she's good at what she does. So trust that you are on this path together. You are the open-hearted focus and the energy that is coming in through that open heart. You are the radiance and the messengers of this new time, of this new age, of this new frequency, of this new focus. You are that. Just as the source of all said, I am that. I am. I am that. I am. I am that. I am. You are that. You are. Radiating beyond where you thought possible. Radiating the vibrational frequency of you. Radiating the physical energy of your own magnificence. That is you. You must not doubt. You must only trust. You must only be the love that you are and allow that love to radiate beyond where you thought possible. And you get the opportunity to let it be easy. Life is much easier than you expect it to be. Life is being held with ease and grace and love and compassion and peace and joy and laughter by you. So, dearest beings of light, let that be easy. We are going to play one last song for you. We have no idea where the volume may be. So you may be ready to turn it down or up. So trust. Trust that all is perfect within you. Trust that you are the divine link. Of this planet. And the more you connect your element, your guidance, your source with yourself and others, the stronger this energy will be. So take the words to this song into your heart because they ask you to let it be easy and trust your own voice. Trust your own voice.
Let it be. I'm gonna let it be easy.
That's wild.
I'm gonna make the choice every day to trust my voice and let it be so easy. Myself to the ground. I thought this was the way to be. I thought that true success was having so much stress till I heard a voice calling to me, saying, let it be easy. I'm gonna make a choice to trust my voice. Let it be easy. Now that I see the light, I won't work all day and night. I vow to take good care of me. Don't need to run a race. Well, I'm choosing ease and grace, enjoying the ride effortlessly. Gonna let it be easy every day now, easy. I'm gonna